AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Michelle Wolf.
I'm Michelle Wolf. You know, yes, despite the advice of my friends in Comedy Central Standards Department, I am back for another night. And touchy, touchy. We've got a great show for you tonight. So let's get into those headlines. We're going to kick things off tonight with the white BET, Fox News. Every once in a while, I'll check in with Fox News just to see which race slash pronoun slash M&M I should be scared of now. Let me guess, the brown one. I was surprised to find something different from Jesse Waters, Fox News anchor, and the last face you see before blacking out at Sigma Kappa. Buckle up, guys. Those are going to get worse, okay? So look. I turned on the news. I thought he was going to be talking about what's going on in the world. And all he was doing was meandering through the world's most boring Thanksgiving. And, like, not for a little bit of time. He talked about it for, like, half of his show.
So I made a to-do list. Best to-do list of my life. I'm actually mad because I crossed everything off on it on my phone, and now I can't see how much I accomplished. I should have had a hard copy. And I should have organized the list geographically based on where I was going instead of just haphazardly, because I bit off more than I could chew. I wake up, drank 60 ounces of water, drank my green juice, pot of coffee, hopped in the car with my list in my hand. But I couldn't even make it to the second errand without having to go to the bathroom. After going to the
water. Stop it! Stop! What is this story? Get this out of the way! Look, I mean, it is not a slow news week, okay? And you are sitting here talking about an incredible amount of liquid that you just ingested and how you're surprised it made you go to the bathroom. 60 ounces of water is it's a huge amount of water. And then you had a green juice and a coffee. You're just sloshing around out there like a human waterbed. I kept watching because I kept thinking it's got to get to a point. He has to have something. There's so much to say right now. He's got to have something to say. So, in fact, we're going to keep this running, and we're going to check back in. And you're all going to suffer exactly how I suffer. All right. But let's move on to something lighthearted. Abortion. You guys remember how Donald Trump killed Roe v. Wade right after he killed Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I presume? Well, now Trump is making the confusing and strategic decision to run as a moderate on abortion. Yeah, Trump. a moderate on abortion. It's like the Kool-Aid man suddenly caring about walls. It's too late, dude. The damage is done, you big red bitch. Now, don't let anyone tell you that abortion is not popular in this country. Even the man who killed them is acting like he supports them. What happened to Roe v. Wade, folks? Come on. Obama lost them. We're going to bring back Roe. We're going to bring back Wade. I talked to both of them. They're on board. I love to make deals. Oh, wow. Won an award for the best Trump impression ever. Oh my God, it smells terrible. All right, before we move on, let's check in with the guy who looks like Roofie Magazine's Man of the Year. What news you got for us now, Jesse?
So I checked to see what time the car wash closes. Says 5 p.m. I think, great, I'm only 15 minutes away. So I get there at 4:45. But when I get there, there's a big orange cone blocking the lane.
I'm so sorry. The car wash closed early on Thanksgiving. How is this news? This isn't even news for your family. Jesse, there's so much to talk about. And let's move on to some climate news. This weekend, the UAE hosts the annual United Nations Climate Conference, where countries from all over the world pretend to care about the climate crisis. And look, maybe you think I'm being a little bit cynical about this, but apparently the UAE is planning to use the climate conference to make new oil and gas deals. Which, look, that might sound scandalous, but this is what they've always done. It's like giving hand jobs at Jesus camp. It's fun because you know you shouldn't. This one's for Jesus. Speaking of things you shouldn't do, let's see if evil David Schwimmer is done yet with the never-ending story.
And I'm making fun of him. Are you kidding me? You're getting rice pudding? And the waiter says, sorry, we've sold out of the rice pudding. Rice pudding is popular. Never thought it was. Isn't rice pudding just like rice inside of pudding?
Why is he still going? Like, does the bus explode if he ends the story? Now, while he explores the mystery that is rice pudding, we'll move on to some business news. Let's talk about Red Lobster. The restaurant, not my vagina. Red Lobster had a promotion that got out of control. Again, the restaurant, not my vagina. They offered endless shrimp for $20, thinking, surely, people are not going to eat that much shrimp. And instead, they lost $11 million. And it's so funny, because they expected people to order something else. But instead, they were like, no, just more shrimp. All right, anything to drink, anything.
No, I'll drink the sauce.
The moral of the story is, it's fun to eat out. And this time, talking about my vagina. For more on endless shrimp fiasco, we turn to Ronnie Chang. Describe this shrimp disaster as jumbo.
Absolutely, Michelle. Red Lobster learned a very powerful lesson here. Never underestimate how horny Americans are for shrimp. Okay, remember the movie Forrest Gump? It was a movie about a mentally challenged war hero whose girlfriend dies of AIDS. But America saw it and said, hey, tell me more about this Bubba Gump shrimp company. And now that's a real restaurant. That's how much Americans love shrimp.
Oh, come on, Ronnie, you gotta give us a break. Is there anything wrong with people enjoying endless shrimp?
Yes, there is. Because when this country offers you something endless, It's never actually good. It's always endless war, or endless student loans, or endless Jesse Water rants.
Also, there's endless guns and endless Marvel movies and...
Oh, well, hey. Marvel movies are a national treasure, all right? And each and every character in them is precious and should get my own spin-off. In theaters, not this streaming-only bullshit.
So, good luck to you on that. But tell me, how does Red Lobster recover from this loss? $11 million is a lot for a restaurant that smells like a whale's asshole.
Well, not when you look at the broader economy, Michelle. Yes, Red Lobster takes a short-term loss, but giving Americans endless shrimp helps other industries, like commercial fishermen, toilet plungers, and the company that makes that thing that goes like this, clam! If all those companies kick some money back to Red Lobster, then they can keep this promotion going. It's called trickle-down crustacean, and it'll help Americans eat endless shrimp forever. Or until the ocean's ecosystem collapses. But it'll be fine. That's like a year from now, and my Marvel movie should be out by then.
Oh, well, then I guess we all win. Ronnie Chang, everybody. We have to take a break, but first, let's check in one last time with Matt and Tussaud's rough draft known as Jesse Waters.
And I noticed the dog's all wet. And she's like, oh, this is my dog, you know, kind of wet. You know, he just swam in the pond. And I'm thinking, this is kind of crazy. You're letting your dog swim in a pond 37 degrees in a nature preserve?
Well, there you have it. The top primetime news show on the top cable news network in America over 16 minutes in, and we got to wet dog. Listen, I don't know why he spent so much time talking about all this. I don't know if he had to vamp because his story he wanted to say got censored, or he had to run errands before and he'd never done that, and he had to let the whole world know about bathrooms and stores and pudding. But I will say, this was 16 minutes that I wasn't hearing about January 6th being a field trip. So, you know what, Fox News? Keep it up, little buddy. All right, when we come back, we'll find out how to live sustainably and why it sucks. So don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Sustainably, but what does that really mean? Grace Kuhlenschmidt went out to find out.
When you hear off the grid, you probably think of living in a cute cottage in the woods like Ted Kaczynski. But you don't have to venture way the f*** into the wilderness to live like Ted.
Meet Josh Spodek, astrophysicist, NYU professor, and real-life Captain Planet.
I used to empty my garbage weekly. Now I emptied my garbage once in 2019. Once in 2018, once in 2017.
Okay, twin, I also only take out my trash once a year. But recently, Josh went even further, taking his Manhattan apartment off the electrical grid completely.
So what is your problem with electricity? Did it kill your family? Or did it? Because I'm now realizing that's kind of something that could happen.
I do use electricity. I have my solar panels that I take up to the roof and charge the battery, but that's it. I try to minimize my footprint as much as I can.
Now, what exactly is electricity? And I know the basics. It's the stuff that's in the air.
Electricity actually is very complicated.
When people think it's simple, I'm like, are you dumb?
In one sense, it's simple in that it just works, because that's how it works in gravity.
Gravity.
So we've learned to control this power through wires and batteries. Things like that. So almost always you're going to be polluting.
You're going to be polluting.
And I don't want to pollute.
Josh's typical day as an eco-warrior starts with cardio, going up 11 flights of stairs with his solar panels. His heavy, heavy solar panels.
By the way, you know we're like breathing out carbon right now?
Yeah, that's all part of the biosphere. But it's not bringing new carbon from outside the biosphere.
I'll be right up there, man. Just give me like 1 second.
Luckily, I was able to find a TaskRabbit to go up the remaining 10 flights of stairs.
I'll connect the solar panel to the battery.
Cool.
And it's not just about saving energy. Josh has also been living packaging-free for a decade. Americans throw away 268 million tons of trash per year, which is enough to feed 10 rats. But Josh says there's a better way.
I keep all my garbage here, and the last time I emptied this was Christmas 2019. So this is my fourth year on one load of garbage.
Do you mind if I give this to you?
I'd pass on that.
Okay.
And if you bring a reusable container next time.
This isn't reusable?
People in the future will be dealing with it for 500 years or more.
So 500 years, someone will be using it. Maybe my great-great-granddaughter.
They won't be using it so much as it'll be in their bloodstreams. Plastic, it doesn't decompose. It messes with your hormonal system. It causes disease.
You have quite the imagination.
Josh also uses that imagination in the kitchen.
So this is split pea. I got carrot, beet, cabbage. I just put in nutritional yeast.
It's like really fragrant.
Bon appetit. I hope you like it. Mm. I think this will be better tomorrow after the flavors are mixed a bit more.
Sure.
This way of life seemed really difficult. How was Josh keeping himself going?
So this lifestyle may look like deprivation and sacrifice to others, but for me, it's really about joy.
Totally. You seem very joyful.
People are saying, you know, I compost, I recycle, and I do what I can, but I have to balance that with living my regular life.
Right. That's usually what I'm saying to myself.
And you think, well, do I have to think about every other person on the planet every
That's
time I do
exactly
anything?
That's exactly how I think. It's like you're reading my brain.
But systemic change begins with personal change. I got to quote Abraham Lincoln here.
Okay.
Nothing damages you more than to do something that you believe is wrong.
And I'll quote Abraham Lincoln. God bless America. He said that a lot.
Probably.
Wow. Josh had inspired me, and I was ready to make a difference too. Going a full 24 hours living life Spodek style. This is a day in my life with zero electricity and zero waste. I start my day by waking up. Whoops, no electricity means no lights. Luckily, my toxic roommate isn't home, so I'm using her food to make my famous green glow smoothie. I start with bananas, some beautiful organic kale, one scoop of collagen, and then... Next up, a trip to Precycle, a packaging-free store where you bring your own containers. Good thing I always travel with my Tupperwares. Josh, if you're watching, check it out, man. I'm really doing this.
Hello. So these are oats right here. And then last but not least, this flour.
Sure, yeah.
You can probably just weigh my whole hand just to make it a little bit easier.
Okay.
I did it.
That was only 90 minutes.
Me! Woohoo! Thank you so much. I mean, you have the wrong apartment. Get out of here.
Little did I know, things were about to get really, really bad.
1%? You said you had 5% 10 minutes ago. You. Okay.
All good, bro. All good. Just me here with my thoughts. That's chill. I know what to do.
Sadly, I didn't make it. But you know what I did make? A difference. And that's something they can never take away from me.
Thank you, Grace. When we come back, Davine Joy Randolph will be joining me on the show. Don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Stars in the new film, The Holdovers. Please welcome Davine Joy Randolph.
Thank you.
Divine, thank you so much for being here. It's wonderful to see you.
It's so good to see you.
Yes, we went to the same high school.
Same high school.
But we were from, Central Pennsylvania, and you did this movie. You have to do a Boston accent in this movie.
Yeah.
Was that hard to, I'm someone who's terrible at accents.
Really?
Awful. I don't know if you heard the Trump one.
It's really bad.
Yeah. But was it hard to get into the Boston accent? Was it hard to get out of the Boston accent?
It helped because we were filming in Boston, so that helped. But it was hard because the accent that I'm doing is like a 70s Boston African-American dialect. So I'm not sounding like Mark Wahlberg. You know what I mean? So everybody's walking around like Wahlbergs and they're like, oh, what? And I'm like, it's different. So sometimes it would throw me a little bit. And so I just would have like certain key words that would help me get in back into it.
Yeah, can you share any of your keys?
No, I used to, before they said action, I would be like, oh, Mr. Hannum, and just say his name, and that would like kind of settle me back into it.
Is there anything you specifically watched or listened to get into that like particular
Donna
dialect?
Donna Summer is from Boston, and so I would watch a lot of her interviews and stuff like that because it was more to the time period.
Yeah.
A lot of YouTube clips and stuff like that, and that kind of helped me constantly have that in my head.
And that's great. You got to listen to Donna Summers instead of someone like...
It could
be worse. Yeah, right? You could be listening to like Mark Wahlberg. and you've done so many incredible things. You've gotten to work with so many incredible people.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie Murphy, Paul Giamatti, Steve Martin. Are there any other people that you're like really wanting to work with?
I really want to work with Bradley Cooper. I saw the trailer the other night of Maestro, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
The way that he just died. I like people that just want to dive fully in. Mm-hmm. He resembles him in an interesting way, and I think that's both with the magic of, you know, movies, but also his commitment to the role.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just, I was like, oh, he's really... he's dedicated. So that was exciting for me that I was like, I would love to work with him.
Yeah, that's like, I imagine you want to work with like other people at the top of their game. And
yeah,
I saw Bradley Cooper in New York recently, and ooh. I like it took me everything not to be like, hi.
Yeah, exactly. he's a handsome one.
Yeah. And what about other roles? Anything that like, I mean, you've done a mix of serious comedy.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I want to start getting into biopics. I think that would be really fun. Mm-hmm. And that I started off with singing, so I think that could be a really nice way to merge the two. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think biopics and start playing some real women.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Get this lady some real women. Yeah. And your character, Mary, in this, she's a cook. Are you good at cooking?
I am good at cooking.
Okay.
I love cooking. And that was kind of like, not a deal breaker, but that was something that I said to the director, Alexander Payne. I was like, if I do this, I really need real food.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was really cool about it. He was like, okay, what is the Christmas menu? And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I cook in real life, in real time. I cook soup, mm-hmm. oatmeal, a roasted chicken, an egg, like a breakfast, because I'm hungover.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. I want to be in this movie to eat that.
Hey, you're gonna get yummy food.
I don't. I would like. I like to think I can cook, but I just don't. I don't do it because I don't like to clean up. And
no, you gotta get somebody to clean up for you.
I know.
You.
I need to make people to clean up for me. Money,
absolutely.
You know?
So that's the thing. You just invite people. I'm like, oh my God, I want to cook for you. Clean up.
That's a great. Yeah. I gotta meet better friends.
Yes.
And you, okay, so you had to pick up smoking for this role? Did you have a hard time quitting
it? I love how you said it. You had to pick up smoking. You had to get yourself an addiction.
You had the joy of an addiction for this role. Did you get addicted? Did you have to quit?
No, I was really nervous about it. I was like, ooh, I feel like I might have that addiction gene. Mm-hmm. What's gonna go happen? And so they gave me, before we started shooting, the director sent over two big boxes of like natural fake ones,
mm-hmm.
and it just wasn't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like because it was fake and it looked fake while doing
it,
and so I started using American Spirits,
mm-hmm.
because they have like, you know, there's different like, I call it gradients of addiction.
Right.
That nicotine gets like stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like the blue pack, which I think is like the lighter of them. And then like of how I wanted to hold it because she's an avid smoker.
Right.
And so they were just, I get it. They were like, the cigarette's gonna tell on you. Like if you don't know what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
they can tell by how you're holding. They're like, she's lying. She never smoked a day in her life.
Yeah.
So puff, puff, I was going.
I mean, good for you.
Thank you.
That is commitment.
Thank you.
That is commitment.
I jumped in there and I smoked my life away.
Good. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on this show.
Likewise.
It's so good to see you. I'm so happy to see all your success, and
thank
I hope
you.
It keeps going. And again, give this lady, real lady, this success.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Holdover is now in theaters everywhere nationwide. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.